For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and here's another report captured at the recent National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws conference in San Francisco. We're talking to a frequent guest to the Cultural Baggage Show from the King County Bar Association in Washington State, Mr. Roger Goodman.
Yeah, we talked about taking it to the people, and talked about how legal reform, changing the law, is really about changing the culture, which means changing the language, changing the people's expectations and the norms, you know, around drugs and crime and all that. So it's a long process, but we've gotten it started. And basically just by speaking up, just by talking about it, which is amazing. And a few years ago, we started talking about the fact that the war on drugs is broken. And that was like, whoa, you know, the Bar Association is speaking up about this, and the Medical Association, all these other professional groups. And but that's all we did is speak up about it. We just sort of joined the chorus, right? And now, 3-4 years later, we've done some research and we figured out where we should go. And we have, you know, this should be a regulatory system. We just end prohibition, basically.
The way I understand it, you guys have not only looked at the problem, but perhaps come up with a roadmap to help us get out of this situation we're in.
Yeah, we call it the our exit strategy, for the war on drugs. We have to get into the details right now. Now that we haven't done all the step-by-step transition questions about the illegal market participants and all of the employment opportunities and the incentives that would need to change. Still a lot of question about children and drugs, a lot of question about advertising and promotion, cultural questions. You know, how can we sort of do the public health approach so we reduce, like we do reduce tobacco consumption, right? How can we do the same sort of thing by changing just people's attitudes without locking anybody up? So that's a long process. We're going to start to look at those details now. It's very exciting. We feel emboldened right now.
Speaking of emboldened, how about that Tom DeLay? Of nepotism, bribery, and greed, Tom DeLay has no such need. Make no mention of the media's attention, for Tom DeLay is a good man. Judges be damned and the living dead judged. No way that DeLay can ever be budged. Christian, repub, and American, Tom's words are sweet. He's from Sugarland. It is because of drug prohibition, in effect the world's largest multi-level marketing organization, that we have problems of overdose deaths, the spread of AIDS and hepatitis C, violent gangs, and easy access to drugs for our children. Those who support our drug war are in effect supporting terrorist gangs worldwide. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.